Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Tonight, the queen of Real Housewives of Atlanta is back, Nene, and the king of Bravo is here, me. It's a family reunion and we're all going to Pride. Let's do this.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Do you like this song?
I do. I actually have it on my phone.
Do you?
It's our theme song.
Yay.
It is Bravo Sunday. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm back. You guys, I missed you guys.
I miss you so much.
And we have a new member, Danny.
Yes. Yay. Hey,
guys. Hi, it's good to meet you.
Me too.
I'm so excited to be back. We're talking about a lot of things tonight in the studio, famous for the Flash panel, OK Drew J.
Hi, boo.
And we're with the party people, always keeping it real with Erica Edwards.
What's up, party people?
And actually, she did the Potomac, but new to Real Housewives of Atlanta, Danny. We're giving her a little shout out today. What's your Instagram handle?
The Danny B. Make sure you follow me.
We're going to have to follow each other because we're all family now. You know, the new friendships are forming. We're going to be talking about Nene. Is she the queen to you or not? Is she your queen? We're going to be talking about it. We're all going to go to Pride. We're all gay here. Well, half of us. we have some tweets and some news for you. Some BravoCon gossip. I'm going to be keeping it real. Let's get into it. Episode 3. Did you guys like the episode right off the bat? Let's talk about that.
It was a little dry for me. And right? I'm kind of mad that they left us hanging. Like, I wanted to see how Nene was going to act.
I know. I thought we were going to go to Pride for real.
Right. Yeah. But they just gave us a little snippet, but whatever.
They teased us.
Yeah. I actually liked it because I'm like, oh, my God, Mark, he does exist. He really is married. Oh, I didn't know. Oh, my goodness. So, and he was such a jerk. So I that scene kind of was really kind of deep for me, or interesting, I should say. I think that kind of grabbed my attention overall. Yeah, you know, like a C maybe, but it was it had some good little moments.
Yeah, I agree with both. I think it was dry, but I think it's the foundation for a lot of really messy business that's about to go down.
Yes. Yeah. Well, like I said, new friendships. We open up with probably the most boring duo of all time, Cynthia and Eva. Yes. This is a new friendship that is being forced on us, and I'm just, like, not really about it. You know what I mean? There is content there. She does have a crazy baby daddy that she did bring up. She's looking to move again. Let's talk about this briefly. Portia's on maternity leave. What do you guys think about Eva and Cynthia? Are they, like, the most boring duo to me? Because to me, like, they're just, there's not nothing there. There's no spice. All they talk about is Nene, and all they talk about is Portia. Is that like your whole storyline, Eva? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not feeling Eva, you guys, and I'm not feeling this new friendship they're forcing on us.
God, I'm so glad you're back. Yeah, Eva and Cynthia to me are those two girls that, and I love Cynthia on her own, and we all know I don't really like Eva that much, but they're those two girls to me that they just don't like the same person, so they become friends solely based off the fact that they don't like that person.
Yeah.
And that's just like some weak bitch stuff to me.
I think Eva's trying to keep a friend on the show because last season she just acted up and people were calling her out. So to keep a friend, she's like, oh, the girl you don't like? Cool, let's talk about her every time we get together. Like, sis, but you never say anything when people come around you.
But why is she so defensive, like, in private? You know what I mean? Yeah. She's ready to turn up always, like, in private.
Always.
Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like she just needs to take it down a notch. Like, the whole, even, like, the energy thing, I feel like that could have actually been squashed, and this couldn't have been dragged out. We could have actually saved 3 episodes and talked about something more juicy. Like, this whole energy thing. Yeah. I don't know. I think Kenya came even a little strong with Cynthia at the little, you know, the little psychic place. That was kind of weird as well. But I know that Portia is on maternity leave, and Eva's dying to get out of Dish. It looks like she is ready to do. She's pregnant. She doesn't want to go to work every day as well. So they're in a little predicament as well. This is all leading up to Pride. The entire episode is leading us up to Pride. Nini is all I can think about. But for now, Tanya is back. She's a friend friend.
She's a friend friend.
Thank you for the montage, Bravo. What do we think about this? Now that Kenya's back and Brooklyn is back, but Tanya is back. Tanya did not get a peach. Supposedly, she was offered one and she declined.
Yeah. Where did you read that at?
Twitter. And she confirmed it, but Bravo never confirmed it.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I need Andy to confirm. That's what I need to do.
He's not going to confirm that.
Exactly, because it didn't happen.
Exactly. She said it was going to mess up her brand and her business, and she just wanted to focus on that. I'm like, if you have a business, the best thing for you to do is join Real Housewives.
Exactly.
It's the best promotion.
Exactly.
I mean, why do you think Dennis is Sorry.
Exactly.
We're going too fast. Okay. What? He does have a streaming service that he started with Portia, and, like, he's getting the best exposure off her, like, 5 million followers. Mm-hmm. So we will be talking bad about Dennis later on in the episode because he did mess up. You guys, he messed up, did he not?
Yes,
of course.
For sure.
So just buckle up and get ready because we're going to be talking about Mark as well because he was pissing me off as well. Mark was such a dick. Oh, my God. That was probably the most uncomfortable scene I've ever had on Real Housewives of Atlanta. But let's talk about this new friendship, this friend, Portia and Tanya. Drew?
I really like Tanya and Portia so far because I think they meet each other on, like, the same level, you know? No one's having to act out of character to hang out with each other. I think they're kind of in the same realm. Mm-hmm. It just feels very fresh.
Well, okay. So, I don't really... I mean, Tanya, whatever. Tanya, is she Tanya this season? I don't know. But she's okay. I'm not, like, a big fan of hers. So, she's all right. As long as she's, like, a friend of the show, she can come in. I do genuinely love Portia. So I feel like Portia's just like, you're not my real friend, girl. And so I'm just going to be cool and fun and chit-chat. So I feel like Portia is grounded. So as I mentioned, I think last week or the week before, I think Portia is in a heavy hitter spot this season for sure. Like outside of Nene, I think Portia has the most stable, the strongest storyline, the strongest peach. Like she's grown into a strong character. Mm-hmm. So kind of like with Nene, everybody wants to be that person's friend. So, Tanya, go ahead, girl. Get your few moments. But, you know.
Tanya seems really genuine and, like, always bubbly to me. And I think that Portia is kind of, like, attracted to that because Tanya doesn't seem like someone that would judge Portia.
Yeah.
And I feel like in this situation that Portia's in, she's like, okay, I need a friend that I can vent to that won't judge me.
Because
the other girls, yeah, you know they're going to judge you and bring her back in the group.
I feel like Tanya could be like a Marlo in the sense of being a yes man, though.
Exactly, which is fine, though. Yeah, I think
Portia
that's fine.
Portia needs her Marlo if she's going to be the new queen.
I feel like Portia is in a spot right now where she is looking for a little comfort. Mm-hmm. She's going through a lot, so she does need someone that's not going to judge her. And we'll see this developing friendship. For now, it was just a little preview. I don't really know how I feel about it. I feel like Tanya didn't really... I don't know. She didn't really do it for me. I feel like, yeah, she went after the big dog, Nene, but she technically didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, Nene is a strong one. And we're going to be talking about Nene. I feel like, you know, she definitely tried to display, like, you know, I'm back. I went through a really hard time, and you guys need to understand that. But now I'm back, so let's have fun. And I'm like, we can do that. But we still need to talk about what happened, because you need to come in kind of like with your tail between your legs, girl. Like, you went hard at these girls all season long. The reunion was the time where you could have changed that, and you didn't. You know, if this was Bravo, this would be flashing back to Portia saying, you giving us a big F you to us, like, and you having no response. That's why we saw that in the preview in the episode. Bravo plays everything on purpose. So the fact that we bring that up shows that Nene needs to be held accountable a little bit longer. It's almost like they're narrating what we're supposed to think about the episode.
Yeah.
It's like, before you guys jump on Nene and are excited to have her back, let's just flash back to see what happened last season. Remind you a little bit. So thanks for the reminder. But for now, Greg is cancer-free. So hallelujah!
Yes. Yay!
Nene's an ambassador, she says, and she wants to talk about their experience. You know, like I said, it was a hard time. And now she has a spiritual advisor. Let's talk about this. Danny, what do you think?
She needs it, honestly, because the way that she acted. But honestly, I don't know how like what that lady's gonna really do for you. I mean, she can talk you down a little bit, but like when you're in these certain situations, she's not gonna be there with you. So you need to take that information and act right. But I do think that Nene's coming back and she wants people to forgive her. But sis, you don't forgive that easy. Like, you don't forgive people ever or say sorry. So, but you want people to forgive you. No, yeah, sis.
She is trying to get us to forgive her. She's like, shake my titties, shake my titties. And I'm like, I love the titty shaking, but let's talk about this. Yeah. Hold on. Calm down, Erica.
I, too, like the titty shaking. I thought she was great. And she looked, I mean, her wigs were looking good and everything. Mm-hmm. So I thought she looked really good. The spiritual advisor, yeah, I think... Everybody goes to their own little anger management stuff that they do. So I don't know. I mean, I think it'll be interesting because we just saw her doing videos talking about, you know, does Greg want an open marriage? So I don't know how she's getting this spiritual advice, but it'll be interesting to see if it shines through throughout the season.
I'm still very bothered by the fact that the cancer patient was comforting the one who didn't have cancer and being like, it is about you, Nene. That's Greg. So infuriating to me. And for her to come in and be like, not acknowledging where she was wrong and continuously making it like a woe is me, you know, my husband had cancer. Like, okay, but Greg's the one who actually had the cancer. Mm-hmm. Like... You do know it wasn't you, right?
It does affect the household. It does affect their partnership. It does affect all of that. I can see that. But yeah, she is taking the cake, you know. But I feel like we're going to get into the actual part of the episode where they're talking on camera. On camera. Talking on camera, if you know what I mean.
Right.
I thought she did so good. And I feel like she brought herself to it. She was like... Yeah, I didn't learn the shut up part, and I still haven't learned it. And we're like, yeah, we agree. But I like that she laughed at herself. It was just, there's just little glimpses of Nene. You guys, let's not forget, we created this monster. Mm-hmm. This monster that we see on TV that we're judging. I see you guys in the live chat. Hi, you guys. Hi, Todd. Talking about Nene's evil. I love you, Todd. Shannon Bedore, the best housewife. Hi, Jay. Hi, Jean. Hi, Charotera. I love you guys. These are my people. These are my people. These are my people. I love you guys and your opinions, but I just wanted to remind you guys, we loved Nene when she was bad. We loved it. We loved it. And now... that she's really bad, we're all like, oh, it's too bad, it's too much now. And it's like, you can't stop a monster once you feed it. Like, once that monster's grown, it's gonna do whatever it's gonna do, you know what
That's
I mean?
True.
So we've created this entity, so I feel like at the same time we need to take accountability for that. So let's not get too judgy. I understand that she did some crazy things, but I'm here to show all perspectives, you guys. So let's just keep that in mind as we go down this Nene train, because we got a long way to go. We're just talking about them on video right now.
Exactly.
And I'm saying, like, it was good. But as we could see, Nene is worried about pride as well. But and she reveals, like, to Greg, oh, I don't know if you know this, but I reached out to her, which made me go, oh my God, what? And Cynthia didn't respond. But then when we saw the playback, I understand why she blocked you. You're just not coming out in the right way. Just like you're not coming out the right way now for the forgiveness thing. I feel like she doesn't know how to, like, come back in.
Who puts a hashtag in their text, though?
I know. That's some shady ass shit.
That's some old people.
Yeah.
Sorry to this woman, but yes. I was somebody who would text me a hashtag.
That's some Facebook shit.
Cannot.
Exactly. Like, you know, like, it's just parents on Facebook these days.
Yeah. But I was like, I completely understand why Cynthia didn't respond. I was really distracted during this whole part of the episode, though, because that wig...
You saw me physically react.
Yeah.
I was not prepared for that mushroom cut wig.
It had the color and the bang had potential, but I would have liked it maybe like in a high pony. But anyway. but no, I completely understand why Cynthia would block. Just like, because at this point, what is Nene providing for Cynthia? Cynthia has her man. Cynthia has her happy fluid daughter. Cynthia has, you know, her wine cellar. Like, she's happy. So mm-hmm.
That wine cellar is so bootleg. I'm sorry.
Does anybody even go there?
That's like $3 Trader Joe's wine.
Exactly. Okay? I was going to say, if you actually look at the labels.
There's wine in a bag. I'm sure there's wine in a bag there.
The wine that you're seeing on the shelves, I've seen at Ralph's. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not
Ralph's.
It's not good wine. Yes. I'm a wine connoisseur, okay? Like, level one somm, you know, in the service industry, we all have to do regular jobs. So, like, wine is like what makes me money in restaurants. So I actually know my wine, and that is not a wine cellar. That's a shop with shelves with $10 and $2 Chuck on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it was not cute. There was some like flavored Moscato. That's not wine.
Wait, just to say she has a business.
Is she still selling sunglasses? Because I do need sunglasses. So if she's I might check her sunglasses.
That was the only business I really thought she had a chance at.
That was a great business. And then especially with Sheree's, what's her son? The sexy son. I mean, she has some nice little models and stuff.
Boy.
I mean, yeah, I could do those sunglasses.
Y'all are going off in the chat. Y'all have gone into your own thing talking about which housewife needs to go. I'd rather lose Lisa. No, Kelly. We're talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, y'all. Let me reel you back in, you guys. It's Bravo, bitch. I know you guys are known for like doing that with me on It's Bravo, bitch. But we're talking about Atlanta right now,
yes.
And we're still going to talk about Nene. But I want to dive into a little bit of Candy and Todd. This was really interesting to me. They are expecting a girl. I feel like Todd is kind of being like a little dick on purpose, trying about look up. You need a surrogate etiquette, like. How about you need some husband etiquette? Because Candy could have, like, really read you. Exactly. She almost did read
you. She almost did.
Like, what are you bringing to the table?
She said,
nothing.
I'm going to give your daughter money. Like,
exactly. Like, right. You're a scrub, boo.
Oh, my goodness. And so how is he making it rain with his daughter at the strip club? I thought that was, like, a little bizarre.
Now you're jumping ahead. Now you're jumping
I'm
ahead.
I'm sorry. It was just weird. I was like, and Candy was like, odd. Why is he taking his daughter to the strip club? I'm like, are you sure he's with his daughter, girl? Like, who is he really with?
But at least she's bringing it up because she knows Candy's a smart housewife, you guys. She's been on forever. So she knows that stuff that's out in the blogs and stuff that's happened is mm-hmm. going to surface. So
right.
You might as well bring it up yourself so at least you can maybe control the narrative. Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to bring it up saying, like, I don't agree and I think you're weird. So, like, whatever, Mr. Strip Club with your daughter, that is so weird.
So weird.
I'm sorry. It's very strange.
I feel like Candy and Tiny at some place talking about how crazy their husbands are with their grown daughters. Like, what are they doing in this world? Why are they doing these things?
I am very tight with my parents and would never.
Same.
No.
Go never. To a strip club.
And let's just talk about strip clubs. I love them.
Love.
Yeah, like, I would
love
go.
Them.
Love strip clubs.
So fun. Titties are so fun.
They are. Thank you. If I ran to my dad at a strip club or if he offered to take me, it would be weird.
Yeah. Lay on the 101. Yeah. Like, end it all. That's enough for me.
Well, Candy does say, to talk about her surrogacy real quick, that she wants to pull a Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Johnson. Like, here's my baby! Because at the time, she hadn't posted anything. I don't know. Like, I follow Candy, but I'm not sure if I was really following her like that to remember if she eventually posted. Do you guys know if she... I feel like she did pull a Gabrielle because I haven't seen anything.
Yeah. I think she did post, and then the Shade Room reposted it, maybe.
Okay. I don't remember posting her. I don't really, because I do follow her, but I follow some other people.
Is the baby here?
No, I
remember there were articles about when she first got the surrogate. I definitely remember articles. I don't remember her posting, but I don't know.
Because all I'm getting is Sex Dungeon on Candy's page right now. Because it's on
maybe
tour.
Maybe she didn't do it.
I was going to say, I interviewed her at BeautyCon this summer, and that was in July, I think. And at that point, nothing had been said about it. So, I think...
Interesting. Charotera says Sunday dinner at the strip club. Bring your ones. Yes.
I wish you could cash
bring
out.
Bring your fives.
That takes daddy daughter dances to a whole new level.
Right.
I hate it.
Oh, God.
I hate it.
I got that joke like 2 seconds after you said it. Delayed. All right, let's talk about kind of like the dick of the situation, because there's always a dick. Mm-hmm. Now that we've talked about titties, let's talk about little dick. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm back, you guys. Did you miss me? Yes, you did. I could tell. Mark and Kenya debuted the most uncomfortable situation I've ever seen between husbands. And this is like grouping in all the husbands of the housewives.
Yes. I thought you meant husbands like Mark and Kenya are each other's husbands. So I was like, that's shady. But I get what you're saying now. Continue.
Well, if you want to talk about that too, he does seem like he is not into women.
At all.
He seems like, I'm sorry, like, don't fight me, Mark, but he argues like a, he doesn't even argue. He throws shade like a gay guy.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing.
Like, he's a bitch. You know what I mean? Like, you need to stop acting like a damn bitch, right, Peter. Y'all, like, he throws shade like a gay dude.
Like, yes.
And he, like, you're scared of that vagina. Like, I don't want to be alone with her.
But
no!
He does not want to be alone with her.
But the edges
so
are
laid.
You know?
The edges are really pretty. Yeah. They're permed up.
I don't like him, but he's a pretty man.
He is a very pretty man.
See, I don't know. I don't know if I got the shade gay vibes, but I definitely felt like, fundamentally, he doesn't like her. Because I was like, well, he's ignoring you the whole time. He's talking to a child that can't even talk. So he, you know, like, it was just, it was very uncomfortable because he just... I would have been nice to have at least seen maybe, I don't know if them dating, seen some kind of space where he actually was loving towards her.
Yeah, when she brought up those facts.
Yeah.
Oh, like, he used to do this for me. I'm like, I wish we could have seen
that.
Yeah,
or show us a clip or show us a video or something. But, like, he's straight up acting like he does not like you. Like, forget in love. He doesn't like you.
And it was awkward when she pulled up the whole, like, who do you love more, me or Brooklyn? Because it reminded me on Twitter when there's that whole debate of if there's a fire, are you saving your man or your child?
Oh, yeah.
And people were like, I'm saving my man. I can make another baby. And I was like,
what?
What the hell is wrong with you? But I feel like she wanted that response from him because the way she phrased it, I was
exactly.
Like, you're setting yourself up to either, like, be upset or be pissed off. Like, there's no
good situation out of that. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of sad because to me it came off, even when she was talking before that, on
that
the 101,
voice.
She came off thirsty. Like, she's like, okay, the fact that she's even here, like, oh, I'm jealous of my daughter. You're not jealous of your daughter. You feel bad because he don't like you. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't have anything to do with their relationship. And she just seems so thirsty. It's kind of sad,
really. Do you think
you're
going to make your restaurant up here?
Yeah.
Do you think? I'm like, where's that voice coming from?
Oh, my God.
And he's ignoring her, like, playing with the baby. It's just like, he's not into you. It was really uncomfortable. But, like, I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. So, if I would have gotten that hint from you, I am pausing that shit. Because you're not going to make me look stupid on camera. We are either canceling this shoot, either we're done, or I'm going
to
read your ass on camera.
You have
like,
to.
You do
she
not
read him on
treat
camera.
Me like that.
Please, I would throw a pancake in your face. Because I was like, what do you mean there's no egg? College. I was like, wait a minute, you ain't even been here. You in another state. What's in your fridge? Like,
right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you want eggs,
it.
Daddy? You know what? Let me get on freaking Postmate and Postmate some eggs.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to beat it up. And then you're going to beat this up afterwards, okay?
Period.
You need to relax. Yes. You'll get it. But she didn't handle it the right way. He definitely didn't handle it the right way. And instead, she continued to try to force, like, a loving kind of thing when there's nothing there right now. Maybe it was a bad day. Maybe it just wasn't like we caught him on a. But, like, if you feel this happening, mm-hmm. girl, you know you're on camera. You're going to look dumb.
But it's so weird because Kenya can easily snap on anyone else on the cast.
I was about to say.
But when it comes to her man, she's like so obedient. Sis, cuss him out.
Yeah, do a little twirl. You gone with the wind. Get with it, girl.
Also, if I ever refer to my man as an alpha male, I want you to run me over.
Seriously.
First of all, sis, he's wearing a crop top, so you need to chill out with all of that.
Todd Beaton in the chat says Mark's real name is Mariah. Todd, love you.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, God. I just did not like this. Jean says, hard to watch Kenya act like a Stepford wife. Chartoro says, maybe Mark is not sure about the camera following yet. He seems really awkward. He wasn't sure last season. He didn't even want to film when they were, like, girlfriend, which she's bringing up, like, I miss being a girlfriend. And I could see that. When she's in the confessionals, I don't know if she's just like a really good actress sometimes, but like when she's in the confessionals, I feel for her. Mm-hmm. When she talks about like, I miss being like a girlfriend, I miss being wanted. Like when she talks about the jealousy thing, that's just Kenya being extra. Right. But there's little blurps of reality mm-hmm. in there that I do feel, but it doesn't connect to the scene that we're watching. That scene that we're watching, that's not you in the confessional. Those are two different people. Mm-hmm. And the person that's in that scene is like someone that's trying to have a love scene.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, like, it makes me sad because, like she said, you know, Brooklyn might be her only child. She really wants it to work. And you can see her fighting to make it work, but it's just like, sis, it's yeah. not working.
And
like,
what I think is so sad about it is that what she's doing is going to make him, I think, in my humble single opinion, that by being more thirsty, because to me it comes up, it's a desperate energy. Mm-hmm. So it's the same energy she had in the, like, oh, I'm jealous. I just want you to smile at me the way you are at the baby. And at the end of the day, he's just doubling down on rudeness, he's not even listening to you, and the more thirsty you act, I think the less he's going to be attracted to it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think you got your baby out of it, now it's time to leave.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, and if you stand up to him, get a little fire and you know, he might get it
yeah,
together.
Yeah, he might like that.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever heard of makeup sex? Like, yeah. It involves right. two people being angry at each other, and then you physically use each other, and you're like, damn, that was good. Sometimes, this is why we're together. We have that physical connection.
Right,
I don't exactly. see any type of physicality happening between mm-hmm. them. He looks like he's legit terrified.
Because, yeah, he does. And also, I just feel like if it really is about Brooklyn, you would separate from Mark mm-hmm. because then he can be a father without having to worry about you, and you can be a mother without having to worry about him. And I just, you can still have a great, you know, parent relationship separate. Mm-hmm. It's not...
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate. I know she really wants a family, and he is just... I mean, maybe he'll see himself on camera and pull it out, because you look crazy right now.
You do. You don't look... And I feel like also, like, he's asking for us to hate him. Mm-hmm. Like, you would not... I mean, that's like a... Like, it's like... It's like acting like that in front of a live audience. Like, you know people are going to react a certain way. So
I did think that, too. Part of me was like, is this a storyline? Are y'all getting us? Because we already know y'all filed for divorces. Is this plotted?
But then the thing is, like, we've been through this with Kenya. Yeah. Like, we've always battled the authenticity of Kenya's relationships. It's like Absolutely. We could never been able to find somebody like authentic for her, which is yeah. really it's the so actual sad part.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful, accomplished woman.
And a great mother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That yeah. should be the love of your life, girl. That little baby right there. Mm-hmm. F everybody else, girl. That's my opinion. F mm-hmm. men too. Pride is here. Speaking of men, pride is here. Yay! Let's go to Pride. Woo. We're all gay here. Just kidding. I just have to say that. Okay. Marlo's all ready to hype her up. You know, Nene's getting ready. Cynthia's getting ready. She has her hype man, Eva. And right before we go to Pride, we get this video. And you know what? Ugh, this is kind of pissing me off. Bravo TV just shouting up all these blogs, putting them on national TV. Mm-hmm. Bitch, what about me? Hello, I'm the king of Bravo. It's Bravo Bitch on Wednesdays. We cover the hottest Bravo shows of the week. Thank you very much. I have my own show here. And we cover all the Bravo motherfucking breakdowns. Okay, you're going to have to make the show explicit. I don't even care anymore. And y'all are shouting out these freaking YouTubers, like, really?
Right.
On national television, yay, giving them a platform. Look at this setup right here. Look at this energy we got going on. You need to focus on this. I expect one of these clips to be on the show next season.
I know, right?
Especially since the Housewives are going to be coming in. Cynthia's going to be on It's Bravo Bitch any week now. I've been bothering her like crazy. So far, just might kill. But Pride is here, and she wants to be zen, but so far, she's weak and desperate. What do we think about this interview pop-up that came up? Keeping in mind the montage that Nene let us have as well. Cynthia did like 5, 6, 7 interviews. So Nene was like, now I'm going to give you one. Yeah. And it was like you punching me a bunch of times and then she coming in with like a TKO kind of slap.
Yeah.
What do we think about this?
I don't think Cynthia can be mad because you did hella interviews about Nene. So she does one interview, but she... One thing about Nene is she doesn't have to say much, but she will read you for filth in like without right. saying anything at Very all. True. So Very I true. Think that's really what hurt her. But I also think that Eva was loving this. She was eating it up. Like, oh, yeah, okay, so here's something else for us to talk about to get closer. Like, it was just childish to me.
It is. And I hope Cynthia recognizes that Eva is enjoying this, you know.
Because in a way, she doesn't have that much else.
Yeah, but it's like, so at the end of the day, Cynthia and Nene were really good friends. And it's sad that that friendship has died. Mm-hmm. And for Eva to be almost like getting off on the fact that their friendship is just really dead is weird and says a lot about her character. And I hope Cynthia, at least watching these episodes back, is like, you know what? That's not someone I want in my circle. Exactly. That's kind
of
weird.
Very true. And I think a lot of it, too, also has to do with the timing. Like, because when we see those flashbacks, from what I recall of what was in the news, Cynthia did a lot of those interviews right after the season finale last season. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, so then when did Nene do this interview? Like,
recently.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, okay, so we kind of thought we were cool, and now you're bringing a mess back up. And what I was going to say, too, kind of to what you were saying earlier about Nene, I feel like Nene wants us, the audience, to forgive her. I don't think she cares about those girls. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think she's trying to get back in so good with
Cynthia. Get back in with us.
Yeah, she wants us to support her because I think we were like, okay, now you're going too far. Mm-hmm. And the audience fell off. But I think she's 50-50 on the girls.
I was going to say, I think that the Cynthia interviews, that was like a normal press tour. Like, who doesn't do Watch What Happens Live
right, exactly.
after or exactly. during their season? Yeah. And who doesn't get asked about the drama? Exactly. Nene, I was going to say Lanintia. Nene was just on Watch What Happens Live in the very beginning of the season. So they just had Cynthia at the very end because her episode climactically ended at the end. Remember when she was like,
right.
I'm supposed to act like I didn't know Kenya was coming. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. Of course, that's how the season ended. Of course she's going to be on Watch What Happens Live at the end of this season. So, for me, those interviews seemed very normal. But it seemed like it was enough for Nene to be like, I'm going to wait for the right moment to strike. And it was like right before Pride. So,
yeah.
You can't get mad when someone slaps you back. But it also seemed like
I agree. The timing was weird.
It was weird.
It seemed like payback way after.
It's not going to make any sense. Yeah. Like, if a dog, you know, pees on your couch and you yell at him, like, a week later, he's not going to know why you're yelling at him for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of like what Nene did. I feel like she should have let it go. She should have came to Pride with that clean energy. She had a nice, clean Versace shirt. You could have came in with that clean energy. I feel like you could have changed.
Yeah.
Bravo, Pride. This was like a little mini BravoCon. That Pride float was everything. But of course, they teased us. We're not going to even see it until next episode. What do we think about what we saw so far? And let's do some predictions as well for next episode. Start with Drew.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I think that I loved all the getting to see everyone from the different shows. I thought that was super cute. I thought Noelle looked amazing in that crochet like top she's wearing. But I think for next week, even though Cynthia's, you know, getting all bad and bougie or whatnot now, I still think if they do have a showdown, it's not going to be nearly as interesting as we want it to be because I think Cynthia's still going to kind of hold back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I loved the float, and I love Nene being like, who is that over there? So,
let me go say hi.
You don't have to, Nene. So, yes, I think it'll be interesting, and I totally agree with Drew. I feel like Cynthia's always kind of, I mean, other than maybe like the finale, most of the time she's a punk, and I don't think Eva is enough of a backup. So, I think it'll be interesting, and I'm liking this new... the new Marlo. So hopefully we'll see the new spiritual, just let it go, Nene, instead of the turn up Marlo. So I think it'll be
She's a Monty now.
Yes.
So I loved Pride, but I do think that Nene and Marlo are going to fall out because Marlo is like trying to push Nene to be a better person and to forgive. And I feel like Nene is only cool with Marlo, or she only wants to have conversations with her when she's backing her up or siding with her. And this season, right. Marlo is not trying to be stuck up under you. She's trying to be herself, and Nene doesn't like that.
And she's trying to show a different perspective.
She's trying to get a peach.
She's trying to be like, you know what, Nene, come on. You know you've done some Adeline shit. Yeah, I mean, you assaulted Crew. He had his chipped tooth. I mean, if you're going to get real about it, like, we really should be pissed at you. Right. Like, I work in TV. We all work in TV. We're producers. I can't imagine bringing in a guest and they physically attack me. Like, that is just wrong. These people go to work every day to film Housewives. They're not expecting to get into a fight with you. Mm-hmm. So when those lines are crossed, I feel like you need to be held accountable. And you were business-wise with Bravo, so I feel like sometimes you just got to take the hit, girl. So it's going to be interesting to see how the season's going to roll out. Let's get a little bit into some news and gossip before we wrap up the show. Erica, this is all you, boo-boo.
Okay, so...
Oh, no, wait, no, the news. That's me. You're doing the tweets, right?
Well, okay, I did have some news, yes. But it was a come picture through. When we... can pull it up? It was a picture of... Yeah, so this is a picture posted by Candy of the old lady gang back in the day. Aww. And she held with her mom. Because I was like, I thought... Back. Right, and I think she just posted this week, so I was hoping we would see Mama Joyce, but no. So this is how the OLG... used to be young and sexy, and then that's her aunt actually holding her right there, Candy, as a baby.
Cute. Update, I did go to the new old lady gang location.
Oh, yeah!
Last time, and yo, okay, you remember last time I said it wasn't all that. They stepped it the heck up in the new one, because that joint was banging.
What'd you have?
I had the chicken, the mac and cheese, and the collard greens.
Mm.
And then we had some weird... deviled egg, like some, they're like fried deviled eggs.
Oh, she talked about that on the show.
Yeah, okay. Yo, those slap. The macaroni and cheese slaps. Like,
what did you drink?
What did I?
Because the drinks are important as well in the South. They have like the bombest peach tea
I mean,
everything.
Yeah, I had sweet tea.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
That's
like
I would have had a flavored tea. Can I get a peach tea? Peach, a peach sweet tea.
But no. Very the true. New location, A1.
All right, perfect. Well, we've updated you on that. For now, I want to talk a little bit about BravoCon. Oh, my God, you guys. If you're following anybody that does anything on Bravo on Instagram, you're probably freaking out because BravoCon is alive and popping. And I have serious FOMO. This homo has FOMO. Yes. You guys, I've been dying. You can recreate your own tagline. You can be in Sir and be in their promos. Every housewife is there. Frederick and Andy kissed. The housewives were fighting with each other from different cities. Like, Ramona and Vicky were arguing about, like, who really put Bravo on the platform like that. And Vicky was like, I'm the first housewife. And Ramona's like, bitch, please. Our show has been on the cover of Entertainment Weekly like a million times. We've been on the cover of this, and that. They were just going at it. So you know what I say? I say we need a Bravo Housewives All-Stars. Mm-hmm. Forget about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We don't need to see the freaking Mormons. I'm just kidding. You know what? I love you some Mormons, and gay husbands are my specialty. So I am welcoming Real Housewives of Salt Lake. But I really do feel like it needs to go on the back burner right now. We need a Real Housewives of Real Housewives All-Stars. Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be ridiculous? Can you imagine like NeNe going against
Karen.
Ramona?
Or Ramona, like, Teresa, and Bethany? That would be fun.
Exactly. Like Bethany and like
y'all not
Kyle
gonna sleep on the Grand Dame, okay?
I know, Karen.
Let Karen get up in that bitch.
I want to see Karen fight some Real Housewives of Atlanta girls.
Yes. I want some Real Housewives of Atlanta girls to get with some Potomac girls.
Yes.
I think the Potomac girls could take them on.
That would be fun for sure.
Do we have time for like one tweet? Can we do one tweet?
Sure. Okay, so we'll do this one. LMFAO at them swapping Tanya's title again.
Bless her heart.
So that was fun. Actually, a lot of the tweets this time were about BravoCon, actually. So, and then we'll do this one as well. Eva, sweetie, Kevin McCall is not chasing you like Fatal Attraction. He crazy and needs help, but he ain't popping up like the boogeyman.
How do you know? He is crazy.
He's crazy. Yeah,
he attacks like bailiffs during his custody battle in court. You don't do that. You're crazy.
Crazy.
We've all seen that live video.
I'll get
crazy.
That.
He is a cuckoo.
He's legitimately crazy.
Yeah, he is crazy.
After that, we're all scared and we're not even geotagging anymore.
Right.
Yes, Real Housewives of Latter-day Saints coming through.
Yes.
Love me some. I really was just kidding about the Mormon thing. Like, I have a lot of Mormon friends, and I went to a high school that had half black people, half Mormon people.
Oh, my gosh. So I get Mormon.
It was
okay,
very interesting.
And
it used to be a woman's jail. So, like, settings, like, our classrooms didn't have windows.
I now understand how we got to this point.
I don't know how either, but I just wanted to just talk about it. Sorry. Well, you know, people are going to be like, he said something about Mormon people. And I'm like, I love everybody. All the colors of the rainbow, all the people, everybody, even the bad ones like NeNe. You guys, give me shelters in the live chat. Stacey, Willie, Karen Rodriguez. We want to thank you guys for watching. We love you guys for supporting us. Make sure to subscribe to two or more of our channels. We'll shout you out on the show. I am Leon, and I'm here with the ladies of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Make sure to check us out every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Drew, where can we find you? What do you want to promote?
You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. And if you like comics books, you can check me out on The Flash and Black Lightning on Tuesdays.
All right, you guys, I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards. And you can check me out at Wednesday nights if you like Real Housewives of Dallas or Ray Donovan right before this show.
My name is Danny. You can find me on Instagram at TheDannyB. And you can also catch me on Floribama Shores after show on Thursdays.
She's so pretty.
I know.
I'm so excited about this new group. You guys, we're going to be here every Sunday breaking it down. Make sure to follow us on all the platforms because we got it going on. We all have our own little things going on here at AfterBuzz. Make sure to support. We love you. Bye, AfterBuzzers.
Bye. Ciao for now, folks.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.